Before the bridge, the raw material. Before the material, the plan. Before the plan, the dare. Before the dare, the woman and man. Before the human, thoughtless air. London, what is it you run on?
Jogging. That slow and creaking. A prickle on thighs as paws and bung. A wood rasp in the throat. Stiffness flows. Jogging. Breath unblocks like an old pipe. Curt stride lengthens. Quickened pace shreds fatty cobwebs, grey lace hung in city windows. Jogging, the brain is making space. Making space.
Over, where London keeps going. See the corrugated face. Grey fangs in mouths of concrete glass. Teeth almost half drawn to make the map, wriggled through by silver tides. A threat on going to open England at her bottom flap.
There will be a reckoning, a peeling away of millennia as a boy might unscab a knee. Quick as curiosity in its sudden red oil to pink up ley lines, load lines, blackcurrant lavas, dried with salts and peppers of white sand, black sand and water. Divining water under ground rivers.
You surface to the hissing beat, hugging life or death. On one snug bridge whose old man corners himself in young light dripping cold, exchanging odour for odour, till deep in this chest of city, something tightens. So Thames beneath him can hear, see, in that soft limpet of an ear, he presses to it.
Blown sand, marine sand, peaty alluvium, silt bed, peat bed, pebbled gravel.
Thames. Her intimate greys slicken and still. She puts on her best black, drips necklaces of sodium pearls. She still takes the long way round her glacial ex, the one who left her, another dagger between her ribs of bridges. She wants him back, his ins and outs of ice. How he breezed in with promises of peat, clay, delicious alluvium. So she dreams heroic North who creaked and moaned and made her give, grinding out her juice. She longs for weight and cold, the broad shoulders, the ruthless belly, snow heavy and white as the moon.
How many times have I packed, rolled up my streets like stockings, folded my tower blocks flat as if they were photos on the mantel. But each time I do, he stirs, darkens the grey hall of my estuary, and I offer my back, keep my back to him, because I know he'll be stood there, suddenly old in his clouded face, stooping as he says, "Give it another go, eh? For old time's sake." And so I unpack, return each white square of the city to its closet, slip back to the dark he lies in, watching. Slow, so slow, I unzip myself for him. Bridge.